السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers and Islam. Please, inshallah, if you really listen to my first message, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cleanse your heart. And we talked about this topic a long time ago. If my heart really focuses about akhirah, to please Allah, how much disease of the dunya will have in my heart? Disease of the heart located in the heart because dunya. You will never have akhirah and disease of the heart. Never. No way. No way. Because akhirah by itself will give you vigilant about what you're saying, what you're doing, what you're having. Do you remember chapter al-A'la? Chapter al-A'la has one verse repeated in the Quran many times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows al-jahri min al-qawl wa ma yakhfa. He know what we're saying and deep in our heart. And the mu'min always have a clean heart. Always. May Allah save us and give us a clean heart. Okay, inshallah, today I will share with you some verses, and I promise you, if you read them carefully and reflect, it will give you unbelievable depth of the messages of this dunya completely. And this from your Lord, Allah Jalla Jalalu. Al-A'raf, chapter Al-A'raf, verse 157. Al-A'raf, verse 165. Al-A'raf, 175, 176. This is a question from Allah to us. Allah give us a question and a great warning. Why? 178, 179, 182 till 183. Great warning again. 186, again warning about the blindness and the seal of the heart. 186. 188, the constitution of giving and taking. Read it carefully to understand. 196 till 202. 196 till 202. This I consider it a complete comprehensive message for everything you want. Everything you want. 205, extremely important warning. Chapter Al-Anfal, chapter Al-Anfal, verse 2 to 4. Please reflect and ask yourself which heart I have. 20 to 25. Extremely, 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 extremely very dangerous warning. 20 to 25. 29, 27 till 29. Unbelievable message. 37, very important message. I am waiting for your reply. And when you get all the messages and send me the reflection, inshallah, I can share with you some of my reflection too. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us living according to Quran. May Allah allow us to comprehend Quran and make it life in our daily life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse our heart from the diseases and the seal from Allah. May Allah save us from the seal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the seal of the heart and blindness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our heart united to Him, for Him, by Him, toward Him. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Today, I give you a gift. And all the verses I give you today, it will contain all the answer you will wish to hear, and it's not from me, it's from Allah direct. By the way, if you have any problem with the previous message or you have a reflection, I promise you, if you read the verses I give you today very carefully, it will give you a lot of answer, a lot of scaring, if possible, if Allah opens your chest and allow you to dig and clean before it's too late. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in Quran, any verse starts with Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, or you believe, is for me. I have to take it seriously, stopped, hear it, contemplate, and said, Oh Allah, I heard it. Oh Allah, allow me to live it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be among the believer who the verses of Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, is a life, and we are acting like abd, or we are abd, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow these verses to be alive in our life and witness to us, not against us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. One sister, I met her 15 years ago. 15 years ago, actually 16, 17 years ago. And this sister, once in a while, she sent me an email. I met her in my life only two or three times. But alhamdulillah, she followed my website and she follows the message and she tried to live the message. Most likely, she find out about the update in the website, about the messages. She heard them and she sent a beautiful email with a beautiful message. It was really thrilling and very beautiful to see a person appreciate even your messages, make dua for you. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. A lot of people making dua. In the middle of all this, you receive a message. And this message is full of resentment, anger, upset, manipulation of the truth, and even complaining about the illness of a person. Imagine the illness of the person is not accepted. When a person is ill, some people are still complaining about the person regarding his illness. Believe it or not, today after Fajr, I remember my father, Rahmatullah alayhi, when I was 6, 7 years old, he used to pass some houses and keep crying. I said, my father, why are you crying? He said, imagine my own brother. I want to go to visit, and if I visit, he attacked me with all this accusation, and I'm the one who tried to be good to him. And he causing a lot of drama and calling names big time. And if I don't visit and be quiet, he accusing me of neglecting him, and he make a lot of drama and a lot of accusation. He said, my son, and he, wallahi, I swear by Allah, he sometimes is standing in the street screaming to Allah and crying. He said, Allah, I don't know what to do. If I go to visit, drama and accusation and causing fitna. And if I be quiet, drama, accusation and keeping fitna. And subhanallah, my dear brother and sister in Islam, how we can affect people, positive or negative. I bear witness to Allah, yesterday I received some text message from some people close to me. And believe me, my colon is not normal anymore. My heartbeat was going up. The amount of accusation and manipulation of the truth. And even illness is no respect. No respect to the illness of a person. Imagine what we reach. Imagine if your soul causing drama and causing hurt to other. Where it coming from? This when the person carry a lot of anger, a lot of resentment, a lot of hate against somebody. And such people always full of blindness, they cannot see the truth. And accusing the people of things is not true. And can you talk? You cannot talk. Can you explain? You cannot explain. They see you, you are the ugly one. Imagine, subhanallah, you keep complaining about the person, you keep complaining about things the person do and he didn't do. And you keep complaining about the person, his heart is sick, his heart is ill, his heart is this. I try to talk or I try to do anything, it doesn't work. Wallahi, it doesn't work. Where is it coming from, my dear brother and sister in Islam? Ask yourself, I see it today, even among husband and wife, brother and sister, mother and father, you name it, parents and children, children and parents. And believe me, from Fajr until now, I'm aching so much, my colon is aching, my body's aching. And you're aching and I'm going through the same thing my father went through. You're aching and you are so shocked inside. You paralyze. If you try to reach, try to explain, the people make drama. If you be quiet to yourself and your own illness, they make drama. Nothing you can do. Go back to verse 20, Al-Furqan. And we create your fitna to each other. Are you going to be patient? Allah, all seeing, Allah, all knowing. He know, he see. You say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I was talking to Allah yesterday until today. I said, Subhanallah. A woman see me three times in her life. Three times. And she appreciate me and she appreciate the message. And she benefit me until today. And she showed gratitude to that from 15, 16 years ago. And people, you try to be good to them the maximum you can, and they do not see, except, even is not the truth, wallahi, I swear by Allah, shaitan make them manipulate the truth, full of accusation, assuming, hate, anger, about things is not true. And if you try to explain, you cannot. You cannot. You cannot. Today, my dear brother and sister in Islam, I have another sister. She sent me a message crying. She said, my own family neglecting me. And I always said, today, we have no family. We have no tie. We have no relationship. Why? Relationship is only for Allah, the real relationship. Even family, even the regular family. Why? Again, dunya, selfish, greed, blindness. And I remember the verses from Quran, from Surah Al-Baqarah 7 to 17. When Allah talk about the hypocrite and the people who have diseases in the heart, Allah increase their diseases. Because if you are calm, if you are peaceful, is this what you're spreading? Wallahi, people, I don't understand. Wallahi, I don't understand. But exactly, can we understand? Look at the people of Syria. Bashar al-Assad, he believe he's good. The shiuch around him, they believe in his good. And killing people, causing mischief. And we can call name and area and area and area. This is a musiba when Allah make you blind. The truth, it become false, and the false become the truth. The people who are good to you, they are your enemy. And the people your enemy, they become the people of goodness. When a person reaches this level of blindness, wallahi, wallahi, people, if you dance in the air, it will not benefit you. You cannot reaching them. The heart is blocked and you do not see. Where it coming from? Shayateen. But can we complain about shayateen? No. No, brother and sister, it's not. Can this be individual incidents? For example, you find sometime a parents against each other, father and mother. Or husband and wife, or parents and children, children and parents. But when you meet them alone, they're very sweet, they're very kind. When they with each other, like unbelievable enemy. Where it coming from? It coming from unbelievable amount of anger. Anger. And their own shayateen and wicked nafs. And the resentment against the person. Generate all this hate. And you will not see. You will not see. Unless they release all this, nothing you can do. Nobody in earth can do anything. I saw it. I saw it with my own brother, Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He died like 6 years ago. We used to be good to him, and he believed we are a criminal. Allah bear witness, and he loved me, but he go talk bad about me. And Allah bear witness, everything was accusation. That's why I see it in my life. I see it. I meet plenty of people like that. Z causing the drama, Z causing the problem, Z poisoned the air around, and Z come around and they said, you did it. Z always live the victim. Z complain and live the victim. Honest to Allah, I saw it in my life, and even I deal with many people like that in my life. This is the outcome of lack of shukr. Deep inside, they have no content with Allah. Deep inside, they do not thank Allah. Because you remember Rasulullah somewhat, he said, "The whoever do not thank people, do not thank Allah." If the people close to you try to be good to you and try to serve you, they are your enemy. And you treat them like that, and you treat them so bad. What else? What else? And in the end, you go around and you cry over their action and you believe you are the victim. My dear brother and sister in Islam, may Allah save us from our zulm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from our blindness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse our heart from the disease of the heart. May Allah allow us to see. Because you remember in these verses, I tell you, when you read these verses carefully and after that, Allah talk about the people who have disease in the heart. He said, but they do not know, they do not know, they do not feel it. If you reach this level, this is sealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody, no advice, nothing. Okay, why it continue and the people do not see it? Again, in their heart is a disease. Disease against someone. Disease deep down, no thanks and no contentment. But some people, even my own sister, they said, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, but keep complaining. How? How the people complain and say Alhamdulillah and they believe they are thanking to Allah? Again, when Allah allow you to reach the level of blindness to the point you do not see and hear yourself, you do not reflect over yourself, you do not reflect over what you're writing, what you're doing. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. I'm telling you, our fitna increasing. This wife, for example, even in Syria in the last couple of years, many beautiful Muslims, they was fighting each other, killing each other. Imagine what it reached. And everyone killing the another one, he believes he's right. And what he's doing is right. This is a fitna. When it reached the level of hate and anger, with blindness, and everybody feel he hears the truth. At this moment, all you do, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل، حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل، حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل، هو حسبي وهو وكيلي. My dear brother and sister in Islam, be careful of generating zulm by your heart, by your thought, by your mind against people. This zulm, it hurt. It will hurt you in the dunya. It will hurt you in akhirah. It will erase your good deed. It will leave you in an ugly state inside your heart. You will never be in peace within. And the most closest people to you and beneficial to you, they will run away from you. And in the day of judgment, you can be against each other instead of be for each other. And all this, diseases of the heart. Imagine after all this Quran, after watching the Ummah condition, is this a topic? Tell me, what is the topic? What is the issue? Why we generate a drama from no drama? Why we allow shayateen to manipulate the truth and give us right to assume the worst which does not exist, and we still we do not see it? And when a person tries to explain, we not allowed to even hear the explanation. We do not feel what we're spreading. We do not see what we're spreading. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raj'un. Wallahi, my dear brother in Islam, I swear by Allah, it's shocking. It's a very shocking situation. Similar to the situation of the Ummah. When I see people killing each other, when I see people manipulating the truth every day, when I see even shuyukh saying the wrong things against each other and against Islam. If the knowledgeable people reach the level of blindness, what left? And this what worry me, what left? May Allah not allow me to be among those. And may Allah allow us to save our good deed and not make dhulm to other. And may Allah forgive those who do dhulm to us. Wallahi, may Allah give them forgiveness and afw and cleanse their heart before it's too late. And may Allah save us from their fitna. And may Allah save us from the fitna of ourselves and our shayateen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse us from the evil of our nafs. This is one of the famous dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the khatib has to start with it. Allahumma na'udhu bika min shurur anfusna wa sayyi'at a'malina. Allahumma na'udhu bika ya Rabbi min shurur anfusna wa sayyi'at a'malina. Allahumma na'udhu bika min shurur anfusna wa sayyi'at a'malina. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim. Ista'inu billahi wasbiru. Seek refuge and support from Allah and be patient. May Allah make us among those. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And I hope I'm not among the blind one. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.